Greetings, friends and new listeners, and welcome to this program of the Archie Hardy Ministries. I'm Sharon Knotts, thanking you for joining us today because we know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Today's message by my father, Brother Hardy, is Five Conditions of Answered Prayer. This is a subject suited for and needed by every Christian. We have all experienced times when we felt our prayers were not working or that our answers were being hindered. I believe you will find some answers about your unanswered prayers in today's message, Five Conditions of Answered Prayer.
We've been talking about the five conditions to get prayer answered. You know, a lot of people are praying, but their prayers isn't even going up, don't even get as high as the ceiling. How many say amen? Because we found out there's things you've got to do. You've got to come right. That's in the name of Jesus. You've got to come right. Not consuming it or praying foolish prayers. Give me $1 billion. If God gave some of the people $1 million, they wouldn't know what in the world to do with it. They'd have a nervous breakdown. I can see them now, $1 million. After they ate everything that they could eat that they liked, bought all the clothes that they could like, bought a couple cars, bought a couple houses, went all over the world and had vacations. If they'd have put their money in the bank, they couldn't live right on the interest without being wasteful and lustful. God's going to bless you in where He called you at, in your calling, in your station in life. How many say amen? Don't ask amiss, and don't have an unforgiving heart. You got something in your heart against your brother? Go and make it right. Don't worry about whether they accept it. Do it anyway and love them and leave them in God's hands. That's what Jesus gave us the parable. If they say, walk with me a foot, said, go an extra mile. If they say, give me your outside coat, take your inside coat off and give it. In other words, Jesus is saying, don't worry about what others do. You do the right thing. I don't care what others do to me. I'm going to do right to them. I'm going to try to be as merciful as my Father, which is in heaven, is merciful. Fourth condition is, I must keep God's commandment and do what's pleasing in His sight. I must have a life lined up to the Word. And the only way I can be lined up to the Word is for me to be addicted to be a student of the Word. Not only know the 5,000 some odd promises that God promised me, but to know what is required of me. I've got to walk in the light as He is in the light. Then I'll have fellowship with Him, with the Father, with the Son, and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Ghost, and with my brothers and sisters, because if I cannot love who is begotten of God that I see, how can I love the God that begat Him, John says, and I don't see Him? Because they have the same nature. And if I don't love the nature of God in the vessel, I don't love God. How many say amen? And then John said in 1 John the 15th chapter, around the 24th verse there, he said, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we do any or everything according to His will, He hears us. You see, we got to be in His perfect will, not what we call a permissive will. And I illustrated that is perfect will is God's only will. God said, do this. He means do this. He said, Balaam, bless him. He meant bless him. How many say amen? No matter who promises you what to do the opposite, do what God says. How many's out there? No matter what the devil's going to offer you, because the devil's always going to offer you and say you're in the permissive will. Well, I've never seen anybody in the permissive will and didn't wind up like Balaam. Dead. How many say amen? They call it the permissive will is because God hadn't jumped on them and devoured them. That He's still trying to prod them into it. You see, when God tells you to do something and you don't do it, He don't cut you off right away. He don't pull the plug. He begins to send the Word to try to get you to do it. Send the Spirit to try to get you to do it. And that's where people get deceived. They're in the permissive will. No, God's just having mercy, trying to get you to do it. Then after a prolonged time of him trying to get you to do it, if you don't do what he says, then you become a rebel. Then you are in rebellion. How many say amen? Huh? He told Israel what to do. He gave him his will, the Ten Commandments. As a nation, a majority didn't do it. So he raised up prophets to admonish them and rebuke them and try to get them to do it. And when they finally wouldn't do it, when they had come out of Egypt before he took them into the wilderness, he said then, you will not enter in. They weren't in his permissive will for 40 years. They were in disobedience for 40 years. And God said, you proved me and tried me. And you had a stiff neck and a hard heart, and you always rebelled. And after that 40-year test, of course 40 means test, I had enough and I swore in my wrath you would not enter in. And they did not enter in, but their carcasses fell in the desert. But if we ask anything according to his will, in an obedient heart, he hears us. John said, all I got to do is get God to hear me. And I get him to hear me by being obedient, because Psalms 84:11 said, his eye is upon the righteous and his ear is open unto their call. And no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. In order to get God to see me out of all of the billions of people on the earth, and then to hear me out of all the noise of the voices going up, I got to live righteous. Another way of saying walk in the light as he is in the light. How many say amen? Right in this last day, his eye is still upon the righteous. His ear is still open to their call when I live righteous, and then I come with the password Jesus. And righteous means fulfilling the other conditions. How many say amen? Password Jesus. Nothing in my heart. Forgiving my brother and sister. In his perfect will, which means I'm obeying him, living righteous, being merciful. Then he sees and hears me, and all I got to do is what? Make my request made known unto him. And what happens? If I know that he hears me, whatsoever we ask, we know we have the petition that we desire of him. How many say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't that a wonderful God? Isn't that a mighty God? Isn't that a gracious God? This thing works. You've been praying and praying and praying and not getting your prayers answered. Check out these first four things. Let me enumerate them real quick again. Are you doing it in the name of Jesus or on his merits? Not trying to buy something from God on what you've done? How many say amen? Are you not lustful or praying silly, meaningless prayers? Do you have a forgiving heart? Are you obeying God and doing those things that please him? If you can check those four off, you got one left to do. You must ask in faith. James, the first chapter and the third verse said, if any man lack wisdom, and this is the key for everything, if any man lack anything, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally, God ain't stingy, and upbraideth not. But then he's got a strong word here, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. You could translate that, nothing doubting. For he that wavereth is like the waves of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think he shall receive anything from God. How many say amen? You cannot waver. You cannot doubt. You can't get up in your prayer and say, I believe, and then go on your daily task, and then circumstances come in the natural, and then you say, I don't know whether God's going to move. Your prayer's canceled. Been nullified. You've got to start the process all over again. You've got to come into Hebrews 11:6. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he's God and he can do this thing. Not only can he do it, but that he is a rewarder. He's going to do it because you diligent. See, that means you not only pray just because you have a need, but you've got to develop prayer life. You diligently seek him. You're praying without ceasing. That means without interruption. You don't let the world interrupt you. You don't let self interrupt you. You don't let hot weather interrupt you. You don't let the rain interrupt you. You keep your prayer life up. How many say amen? Hallelujah. Oh, I know there's a lot of people going around saying you don't have to pray anymore. But Jesus told me that without him, I could do nothing. But then Paul told me in Philippians 4:13, with Jesus, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. You got to pray in faith. Now, what does that mean, to pray in faith? You got to pray and count it as done. You have to say, I'm asking in the name of Jesus. I'm not asking lustfully or in a wrong way. I've got my heart right with God and my brothers and sisters, as there's nothing in my heart. I'm keeping his commandments and striving to do the things that please him. Therefore, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. I know his eye is upon me, his eye is upon the righteous. And the righteous means here those that God has declared righteous by the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ. And his ear is open to their call, therefore God hears me. John assures me that if I know that he hears me, whatsoever I ask, I know I have it. So I want to tell you how I pray. When I have a need, or when I come with the needs of God's people, I come boldly to the throne of grace with confidence in what Jesus has done for me and made me a son of God. I know I don't deserve it, but he made me a son of God anyway. And when I should have been found guilty and sentenced to hell, he gave me mercy and he pardoned me and gave me life. He put me in the family of God and made me a son of God and an heir of God and a joint heir with himself. He gave me the right to use his name and told me whatever I asked the Father in his name, the Father would give it to me. I now come boldly to the throne of grace. I now insert my password, J-E-S-U-S. And now the computer is open and said, press button 1, 2, or 3, 4, whatever you need, I press them all. How many say amen? I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, it is your will to save, for you're not willing that any should perish. It is your will to heal, for by your stripes we are healed. It is your will to supply our needs, because my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I say, Father, save this person. I say, God, heal this person. I say, God, supply this need. I thank you because you heard me, because I've asked in Jesus' name, in a right standing. And I get up and I go on my way singing, I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Now salvation's what I wanted. And healing's what I wanted. And victory's what I wanted. And joy's what I wanted. And peace is what I wanted. And power's what I wanted. And the need supply's what I wanted. And I got just what I wanted. And when I meet somebody, I say, hey, brother, don't you know I just had a talk with God? I told him all about my troubles. You know he heard my faintest cry. You know he's already answered in the sweet by and by. And you know what? I felt that prayer wheel turning. And I felt that Holy Ghost fire burning. And just a little talk with Jesus, he made it all right. And you know what, brother? I got it. It's all right. It's all right. Everything's all right. I can say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice Thank you, Jesus. I will rejoice. Hey, I will be glad in it. For he hath made me glad. Oh, hallelujah. Matthew 7:7-11. Ask and you shall receive. The Bible way, meeting the five conditions. Seek and ye shall find. The Bible way. Jeremiah said, you shall seek me and find me in the day that you seek me with all your heart. Knock and it shall be opened. He said, for everyone that asketh, receiveth. Everyone that seeks, finds God. He said, they shall call, and I shall answer, and say, they are my people. Here am I. Ask what you will. Oh, this is the confidence in him, that if we keep his commandments, he hears us. Hey, and if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know we have to petition that we desire of him. Therefore, ask that you might receive, that your joy may be full. Ask, seek and knock, A-S-K. God is just waiting. You know, after you're saved and a child of God, Jesus and the Father has nothing to do for you except wait for you to come and ask. And he's so eager to show you how much he loves you and the good things that he has for you and what he wants to do for you. He's urging you. Pray. Ask what you will. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you see, that's the will. You shall ask whatsoever you will, because his words will tell you his will, and it shall be done. It shall be done. If you abide in me, you met these five conditions. You can ask what you will. It's his will to save. It's always right to ask God to save. It's his will to heal. He forgiveth all of thine iniquities. He heals all of thy diseases. It's his will to redeem, for he redeems thy life from destruction. It's his will to ask for blessings, for he crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. It's his will to ask for a renewal, for he satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy strength is renewed like an eagle. Oh, my brother and sister, Jesus is just waiting. He's the high priest. His greatest ministry to the church and to the believer is going on now. The first part of his ministry. You see, he has a threefold ministry. His past ministry. He came to be the prophet and to be the sacrifice and to be the priest. He's fulfilled that ministry. He's came with the word of God and told us the good news. He's been the sacrifice. Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. He is the high priest. How much more shall the blood of Christ, through the eternal spirit that offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Yea, he has been offered as the sacrifice. He has been accepted as the sacrifice. He has been raised by the power of God. He is the Lord of glory. And when he rose from the dead, he divested himself of his grave clothes, and the angels put on him his high priest robes. And now, after offering one offering of himself, he has sat down on the right hand of the Father, ever living and waiting to make intercessions to God for us. Wherefore, we can come boldly to the throne of grace through the new and the living way, through the veil of his flesh, and we can come boldly, and we shall find mercy. Hey, 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 hallelujah. We shall obtain mercy. That's going to mean that God's going to give us the free gift that we didn't deserve. We're going to get the free gift. He's going to give it to us. And we're going to find grace to help in our time of need. Therefore, we ought to lift up our hung down hands and strengthen our weak and feeble knees and make a straight path to Jesus. Yea, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. But he said, rather, let it be healed. Oh, Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and that you might have more abundantly. And Jesus said, therefore I say unto you, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to everyone. It's to all whosoever will, let him come and drink of the waters of life freely. Yea, to everyone that will ask according to my word, he shall receive. To everyone that seeks me with all of his heart, in that moment and in that day, I will say, here am I, ask what you will, and it shall be done. To everyone that will knock, knock and not give up and not faint, I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Stand to your feet and praise him. Hallelujah.
Amen. What an insightful message by God's servant, Brother Hardy. Five conditions of answered prayer. Prayer is the most vital component in the church's invincible arsenal of spiritual weaponry. And is why Satan fights our prayer life so relentlessly, both individually and corporately, because he knows very well what many Christians may lose sight of. God does hear and answer prayer. When God wants to move in the earth, he sets men to praying. Yet, there are times when we perceive that our prayers are not being answered. Now, this could be a matter of spiritual warfare, like Daniel experienced, or it may be our failure to meet one or more of the conditions God has set forth in his word. In this message, Brother Hardy discusses five, and by no means all, but five principles that govern getting our prayers answered. Scripture clearly teaches that there are certain factors that can hinder our prayers. Find out what they are and how you can overcome these pitfalls to answered prayer. Five Conditions of Answered Prayer is available on CD. And when you order Five Conditions of Answered Prayer, we will send you the bonus message by Brother Hardy, The Power of One Praying Man. This examines the dynamic operative power that prayer releases, the prevailing prayer that James 5:16 defines, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. But the Greek text is actually more powerful and means it prevails. It overrides and overrules the opposition of enemy forces. You will receive both CD messages for a love gift of $15 for the radio ministry. Request offer 158. Mail to Archie Hardy Ministries, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or order online at archiehardy.org. Once again, you will receive both messages, Five Conditions of Answered Prayer and The Power of One Praying Man, offer 158, a 2-CD set for a minimum love gift of $15. Mail to P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Till next time, this is Sharon Ott saying, Maranatha.